Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. I am Melissa Enoch DeBerry. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I'm a licensed professional counselor associate, and most importantly, I'm a child of God. I just want to take a moment right now and just say, dear God, thank you for allowing us to wait this morning. Thank you for keeping us safe through the night. Thank you for blessing me and my family. Thank you for providing for us, and thank you for continuing to allow us to do whatever it is that you will have us to do with our lives. And as we go forward into this discussion this morning, let us continue to seek your wisdom and your knowledge and your instruction of the things that we need to do for our lives. Again, my name is Melissa. Amen. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry, Talk with Trinity. This show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services in two locations, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Phone numbers are area code 704-333-2446 and area code 336-675-0075. What do we want to deal with first? Well, we know that it is National Recovery Month. We know that we have our third and final event coming up on Saturday, September the 17th. From 10 until 3, it's going to be at Chagall Creek Recreation Center and Park, located 943 West Sugar Creek Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206. We wanted to say thank you to all of the sponsors and all of the individuals, all the participants that are making this event possible. We'd like to thank Papa John's for the pizza that was provided for the event for Monday, and that's Papa John's, South Church Street. We'd like to thank Walmart Mebane, Walmart Graham Hopedale, and Walmart Garden Road in Burlington for providing the refreshments and the decorations, as well as Air Cedar on South Church Street, and Ashley Furniture for CDIN, Ashley Furniture Burlington, for the donations of the giveaways, pins, and other things that she provided, the swag that I asked for. In advance, we would just like to thank our goal-level donations from Bigger Insurance, J.W. Clay, that's Corey Illensworth. Give him a call over there, 704-494-9495. Let him make you a quote for some insurance. Let's see, who else? For Karen, counselor, office is located Windsor Square, Charlotte, North Carolina. She also donated some giveaway swag, some pins for us, for our bags that we're going to have at the event. Publix, grocery, Publix stores, we want to thank them for their donation as well, contributing to the refreshments, as well as Harris Cedar, Mallard Creek, Harris Cedar, Central Avenue, and Walmart, Charlotte, North Tryon Street, all for providing for the event. Food Lion, also Food Lion Plaza Road, Food Lion South Church Street, and Food Lion, Hall River, for everything that they're doing. We want to thank the organizations that are going to participate. Hopefully everyone will be there. We want to start off with APNC for contributing to the event as well. That's Addiction Professionals of North Carolina. We want to thank Smart Start, Shelda, for contributing the BAC measurement thing, pins, and Smart Start is one of the intoxilizers, and we want to thank her for that. We want to thank the Parent Resource Center for their contribution of the bag and to be used as a giveaway bag. I'm going to make the attempt to pack that full this morning with different gift cards and things if I am able at this last moment. I can think of so many more. Pegram Insurance, DWI, Payless, Plaza Road, for their participation of the event as well. Not sure what they're going to do, but we look forward to them being there. We have other organizations, Global Crisis, doTERRA, Domestic Violence Advisory, Safe Alliance. Frankie Tech's going to be doing a presentation on family systems. It's going to be a short workshop, and hopefully we will be able to have different questions. Steve Shasha is going to come and tell his stories. It's a list of people that's going to be there. You can go on. We're going to be there, Trinity Counseling Services, as well as myself and my intern Celeste and Joyce, my friend Tammy, helping out with the morning refreshments. Thank you to Harris Theater Lawyers Road for contributing to our morning refreshments. You might ask, well, why all of these people and how are all of these people connected? And it just sounds like a lot. And National Recovery Month, this is the 28th year, SAMHSA. And bearing no time for a history lesson, but if you think back 28 years ago, it's a little hard to do that. 30 years ago, that would be 1986, somewhere around there, 96, 86. The field of substance abuse and mental health has changed. I think SAMHSA's always been around, may have been renamed. When you watch the Anonymous People movie, what you learn is over time, starting with Bill Wilson and Getting Clean, recovery has been spoken of since the 30s. And since it's been spoken of since the 30s, it's been done, recovery's been desired and spoken of since the 1930s when Bill Wilson and his friend, whose name is Dr. Bob, came up with Getting Clean and How. And it was through the support groups and the Oxford group and Alcoholics Anonymous. And then it went into Narcotics Anonymous. And then you have all the other Anonymouses. And then you have Celebrate Recovery and all of these other programs. But if you run it along the lines of human services or social services or just the helping profession itself, different individuals, and then there was a lady who got clean underneath Dr. Bob, and her name was Marty Mann, and she came up with another organization that, you know, dealt with getting clean and sober from alcohol. And back then, you know, alcohol was a demon, and then drugs came along, and it became a demon. And politically, different things happened as far as the laws, and so there's always been this type of intersect in between human services and the political systems, making the laws for or against drugs and treatment. And then the laws determine the money that is funded into these different programs. And so Recovery Month, it was almost as if we had gotten away from individuals recovering. And so there were efforts made to bring people back to recovery and being aware of recovery and people who had used drugs but were trying to get better, and it continued to go back and forth. I mean, it mentions Reagan and the war on drugs and then the climate of the society is today. And if we focus on the use of drugs, then we would get lost in, right now the media is wanting us to see that there are individuals who are overdosing on heroin and needing the Narcan and whatever the name of that drug is that brings you back from an overdose, and Well, now I'm thinking about that, like, what effect does that have? But regardless, because if you get caught with heroin, they will arrest you because you got it on you, and because it's a Schedule One controlled substance. And so the laws and the treatment of the disease have always been at odds. And so with Recovery Month or the recovery movement, the goal is to help individuals to see the benefit of individuals recovering and doing everything possible in order to assist that process. And 11 years ago, when I opened my facility in 2005, I came into it wanting to do outreach, having come from outreach, originally entering into the field of work because of outreach, just wanting to help individuals, and it's always been the same thing. I wanted to educate individuals about the disease of addiction and alcoholism. Wanted to know them to know that there was a value to knowing who you are, your makeup, in order to get clean and sober, and then being so enlightened or so awake, that's a new term, right? Being so awakened that you do not mind sharing what you've gone through in order to help others. And it's always been the same vein, similar to Bill Wilson and the creation of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I didn't believe that I was doing any new thing. My thing was, because I am a Christian, with an understanding or with enlightenment, that if individuals have a knowledge of them being created by whichever higher power that they choose, and that there's a value to them staying alive and then sharing their story and being honest about it, which will, in essence, keep them alive and then being responsible for one other person, then my job would be way easier and I wouldn't have to work as hard. And for many, many years, prior to opening my facility, that was always, tell your story. You do an assessment, tell your story. You're doing an evaluation, tell your story. And tell it to someone that you trust, and tell it the best way that you know how, and write it down, and then create chapters and continue to add to the story and do episodes and do a series or whatever it is you need to do in order to tell your story. But tell it and so that you have a better understanding about yourself and so that others, and tell it deeply. Don't tell it on the surface. Don't just tell what you think people want to hear, but tell all of it. Tell it until individuals say, well, wow, it's amazing that you made it. And that's always been the focus. And so when I started my business in 2005, in March, since I am from the country, in March would be a planting of seeds. And that would be when the time when I would go out and connect with individuals and network with individuals in different organizations and different facilities. And then in September would be the harvest moon, the harvest to go and reap from the seeds that were planted and host an event. And it was just something about fellowshipping around food and individuals coming together in a non-threatening kind of a fashion. And it was always with purpose. Even though individuals seem to think any time that we come together, it seems purposeless. It's never purposeless when two or three are touching and agreeing on into a situation. You get to know individuals just by rapping or with each other. You come in with an outline, and you do have a format. I always have a format inside my mind, but allow it to free flow and just allow God to work in the gathering. And so National Recovery Month came out of that. One day or one evening, I was reading, or one morning, probably it was early, I was on the internet, and I found that there was an organized event, and I said, well, that's a good idea. I'm a list kind of a person. Let's try this. And so it started. So 2005, 2006, 2007, and usually it was small. I didn't want it to be small. We kind of frustrated by the smallness of it. But every year would be the same thing. Please come to the facility and let's do this, and talk about this, and here's the outline, and here's the format, and let's have some speakers. And it never caught on, but I kept it going. 11 years later, from opening to now, So I'm excited to have individuals that are willing, and I'm kind of interested in, it's gone from no interest to a lot of interest, and I think to myself, wow, I've been doing this all along, but I guess it didn't catch the kind of a ground that it needed, maybe because of the motivation that I had in it, I never gave up, or maybe because of who I am. So then I began to listen to those little voices of discouragement, and I kept pressing on, and I always tell my clients the same thing. You know, when you have a vision, when you have an idea, when you have a focus on something that you know that you need to be doing, when things get distracting, or when your focus wanes, or when anything happens that causes you to deter from that goal, then acknowledge it and get it out. And that's national. That's recovery. That's admitting that there is a problem. And there is a problem with procrastination, and there is a problem with using, because it spends money for one. There's a problem with being a people pleaser. You know, there's a problem with, doing too many things at one time. There's a problem when you don't get your rest. There's a problem when you don't, get sleep. There's a problem when you're not eating well. There's a problem when you take on too many things at one time. There is a problem. There's a problem when you work too much and don't have time for family and, able to connect. There's a problem with spending too much money. You know, there's a problem with following every whim that's out there. There's a problem with continued augmentation of your skin. There is a problem with that. There's a problem when you use so much that you go out. There's a problem when you drink so much that you harm your body. There is a problem when you get too angry. There's a problem when you starve yourself. There's a problem when you spend too much time alone, and there's a problem when you spend too much time going. And so you have to admit that there is a problem there. And once you admit it and have an honest desire for the help of it, at once, things began to happen at once. People began to realize, you know what, you're starting to get a little more focused. And it's going to be some more things that are going to happen. So that's where you need education, group, individuals in your corner. I was asked the question, what do you talk about on this blog? Well, I talk about on this blog a lot of things that I would like to say and share, and don't have a format or forum in order to do so. And so I share it here. And I hope that it benefits someone. I hope that just in the planning of National Recovery Month and speaking about it and the event, and I hope it connects. That's where everyone comes into play, because when you read a lot and you study a lot and you write a lot, you need a place where all of that comes together. You need to be able to share that with someone at AA meetings, step studies, book studies, having a core group that you go to on a regular basis, and so they can just check in with you, and then when you're not there, they're concerned about you. You know, having those kinds of things, that's finding yourself around individuals. And then when you enter into recovery, being able to share that information with someone else, because you never know. Just in the last 2 weeks, I've been talking about National Recovery Month and different things that are going on, and starting that type of a conversation and learning that there are other individuals that are suffering from either with their family members or their children, or, you know, and the depth of that type of and what's happening with it. And I find it very interesting. So when we come together on Saturday and we hear Mr. Shasha's story, along with his son and their view of addiction and alcoholism, then we can wonder how did you get over it, or how are you managing to know that you lost a child that's grieving? And that's why you have counselors there. I may not be the counselor to deal with grief, but if counselors show up then and be willing to provide counseling services for not free, but to be able to offer their services, then maybe an individual will allow their mother to be their mother and the father to be their father. And sure, they're good for advice, but that's all, that's their job. But to be able to bounce these things off of a professional to see whether or not you need any type of other assistance, if things aren't getting better. That's just like going to a doctor and asking a doctor, or talking to a doctor and saying, well, this is the things that I've tried. You know, do you feel like, oh, I need some blood work to be done to see if something is missing? Your parents can't do that. They know something is missing, but they can't tell you, here, let's go do this in the lab. So that's why when hopefully at some point we'll be able to get doctors involved and dentists and all the damage that has been done as a result of drugs to the body and the mouth and, you know, getting these individuals, that's how they're connected. You know, and then if you have kids, and if the statistics say, that's how I got into the field, that if you have a parent that's an alcoholic or an addict, then the child will be an alcoholic or an addict. Then we're going to have individuals that work with kids and giving them activities and things to do. You know, I asked the Painter's Roost or some of those, you know, painting places, which is very interesting because they do painting and wine. I don't know about that. Then you leave after painting and drinking wine and do what? Get a DWI? That's random. But, you know, ask them for gift certificates, you know, karate, basketball camps, you know, working out. You know, all of these people I asked to contribute to this event, give me an opportunity to tell them what the event's about. I'm not begging or anything. People can pay for these things, but if you give an opportunity to go and experience things that you may or may not have been able to experience or couldn't afford, then maybe you'll see the benefit in doing it and have a greater motivation than that. So I asked those people and needed to go back and check in with them. You know, 2 months is really not long enough to plan the event to the extent of which I want it, but everything is in learning. I do a test market every single year, see how things turn out. We will be meeting on Tuesday next week, 3 o'clock is the time, 3 or 4 o'clock, to kind of talk about what happened with this event and what we can do to plan for the next one. And anyone wants to participate, they are able to do that. We'll be at 1801 North Tryon Street, 3311B, Charlotte. And see 28206, the Trinity Counseling's office, just talking about different committees that need to form, and, you know, maybe doing a 501c3 for the recovery community of Mecklenburg County and or Western North Carolina. You know, working on our speaker for next year, which I would desire to be Samuel Jackson, working on where we're going, maybe doing an all-out conference. And, you know, setting up that kind of an event, getting sponsors, sponsorship, because I believe that the need is there. And these are how all mobile crisis, you know, if an individual needs people to come out when they're in the middle of a crisis and do an assessment, these are qualified people that can say, yes, here's the help that you need if you can't get there. So these are all the individuals that are involved, and here are all the individuals that have been invited to National Recovery Month, including the mayor, including the governor, including the president. He does one every year anyway, but including those, the higher officials, including the, you know, the legislative people, including the city council and the county commissioners to see the benefit, to see that, you know, if we hire individuals who now are clean and sober, and treat them as with the ADA and providing, you know, time to de-stress and defuse and assisting with what is actually a mental health condition, it, to be able to work. You got a whole bunch of people that could help turn the economy around. And just because they're drinking, using drugs, and spending money frivolously and cannot be trusted in some other areas does not mean that they're not creative and talented and responsible in other ones. And just coming to that acknowledgement, it would be some form of enlightenment so that individuals can follow up the hierarchy of needs, being able to provide for themselves, provide for their families, feeling safe and secure, both in their environment, in their own skin, feeling a part of the community versus apart from the community, and gaining esteem from that, and thereby learning what their purpose is and continuing to follow just that pattern of thought. And so in our last few minutes, I said that I'm not able to see if anyone has called in, but if you have any questions, any comments or concerns, you are welcome to MelissaTrinityCounseling@gmail.com, WomenOfStrengthNC@gmail.com, TrinityCounselingCharlotte.com. You can message me there, Twitter, Trinity, capital S-A, S, small V-C-S, Facebook, Trinity Counseling Services, S-V-C-S. You can message me there. Yelp, give a review. Call 704-323-2446 or 336-675-0075 to reach out and just let me know any questions you have, any comments or concerns. Know anyone that desires to participate in the event for Saturday, would like to be a part of the committee for next year. Donations that they would want to give, not limited to money. I have a whole list of I appreciate swag, donations to be given away, or any other anything anyone else wants to contribute, tell their story. I was asked whether or not people could vend. I was charging $25 per table, but I relaxed a little bit. If I have a table for you, that's fine. If I don't, you know, you got to be mobile with it. Get you a cart, got some wheels on it, set up a shop, make sure you have your square available. And I appreciate a donation of a tenth of what you make. That's just a tithe. That's just fair because you had an opportunity to do that. But for the most part, the benefit is just bringing everyone together. And I hope in this last minute or so that it all makes sense. And if it doesn't, it will. If you ask about Samuel L. Jackson, just keep reading and taking a look at the websites that were given. It all started from learning that many years ago, 1991, I think, just before he, 1991 was when Jehovah's Creeper came out. He played a crack addict. In that movie, he said that he had just gotten out of rehab when he started to film for that. And that part was him. And he said that from that moment, he saw his career blossom. And just kind of using that as a thing to do would help if another individual with the same type of issues to know that you can fulfill your purpose in being good at what you do. Once you get rid of some of the junk that is involved. Again, my name is Melissa Enoch Berry. Talk with Trinity. We'll be back next Thursday to give a result, and we just wish everybody well. And Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for these few minutes that we have had to share wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. National Recovery Month, we just want to say thank you for the opportunity to share. And to Heavenly Father, as we go into the last few days prior to the event, let's continue to bless us and keep us, provide for us, and keep us safe throughout. And dear Heavenly Father, as we go through our day, just go with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good day.